the three key tactics of influencer mastery. You've learned a great deal so far in this training. We have shared many influencer secrets with you, and if you apply what you have learned, you will be well on your way to influencer mastery. In this video, we want to discuss the three key tactics that you can use to achieve influencer mastery. These are 1. Influencing with the head. 2. Influencing with the heart. 3. Influencing with your hands. Influencing with the head. What this refers to is tapping into the rational and intellectual positions of people. You make your case by discussing the logical choices that people have. How will their actions affect the company, their promotion, keeping their job, etc.? You are making an appeal to their logical minds here. Sometimes influencing by appealing to people's logic is the best solution. This is especially true in business when you want the cooperation of your employees or are seeking interdepartmental cooperation. Even if you use an emotional appeal in your influencing, you can support this with logical facts. Appealing to logic is used by master influencers a great deal. Influencing with the heart. This is using emotional tactics to influence people. Appealing to emotions is used more often than the other two tactics. Master influencers know that stirring the emotions of people is very powerful and more likely to get them to agree to do what you want more than anything else. If you are using your influence to sell, then you can use an emotional appeal to paint a bright future for your audience. They will be happier and wealthier if they follow you. You use proof and facts to support your case, but it is the emotion that will sway people in the end. Tugging at people's heartstrings is a proven way to influence. Influencing with your hands. This is influencing through collaboration. It is all about what you and your audience will do together. You want people to contribute ideas and how they can work together to create a result that is beneficial to all. Again, this kind of influencing tends to work well in organizational situations. A company has a goal and wants its employees to share in it for a brighter future. So, the leader uses collaborative influence to get everyone to buy into the cause. The single or combination of these three tactics that you use to the best effect depend upon the situation that you find yourself in. It is also important that you know your audience so that you can identify the best tactic to use. There's no reason why you cannot combine all three of these tactics to achieve what you want. You could start with an emotional appeal, back this up with logic, and then ask people to unite and contribute to achieving a common goal which will benefit everyone. In the final video, we will recommend the best practices to follow to be a master influencer.